You're listening to SBS News.
New South Wales has recorded 11 new cases of COVID-19, 8 of which were locally acquired. Authorities are concerned by a cluster at a BWS bottle shop in Baralla, which has grown by 5 cases and has now been linked to a patient transport driver, not the Avalon cluster. New South Wales Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant says 1,000 customers were served at the shop on Christmas Eve. Dr. Chant says anyone at the BWS store on a number of dates between the 22nd and 31st of December must get tested immediately and self-isolate for 14 days.
We know that also those transmission events occurred through what appear to be very brief exposures at that venue. So this advice is for people who attended during these times, irrespective if they think it was just a fleeting visit to this premises. We want to act in a very precautionary way, and we are asking for your assistance.
A mandatory mask wearing rule has taken effect in Greater Sydney, across shopping centres, places of worship, entertainment venues and public transport. University of New South Wales infectious disease expert Professor Raina McIntyre has told the ABC she welcomes the state's move on masks.
It's not as invasive as, say, a broader lockdown, and gives us a chance to get things under control, because the highest risk of transmission is indoors. That's where respiratory aerosols can accumulate, just like cigarette smoke accumulates, but you can't see it. So if everyone's wearing a mask, it reduces the risk of transmission.
Victoria has recorded 3 new COVID-19 infections, bringing the state's total to 32 active cases. The new infections are all linked to the Black Rock cluster, taking the number of associated cases to 21. Officials are relieved no cases from an unknown source have been detected in recent days. Commander of Victoria's COVID-19 testing program, Jeroen Wymar, is urging people to check the Victoria Health website to see a list of sites visited by confirmed cases.
We do have 51 exposure sites listed on our website. That is a significant number of exposure sites, and of course it highlights that with the 21 cases in this cluster at the moment, that people do rightly travel around quite extensively at this time of year.
Holiday travel plans across the country continue to be cancelled as states and territories tighten their borders in response to growing outbreaks in New South Wales and Victoria. The ACT has shut out New South Wales residents from Greater Sydney, the Central Coast and Wollongong unless they have an exemption. Tasmania has barred anyone directly linked to the latest Victorian virus cases. Meanwhile, Victoria has shut its border with New South Wales, with Health Minister Martin Foley saying Victoria is doing what's right for its residents.
The now genomic proof is in the pudding. That's the science, and it's up to both Victoria and New South Wales to work together to get on top of it. And it will take some time, but the harder and the quicker we go, the quicker we will get on top of it. And I don't think Victorians would expect, given all that we've sacrificed last year, I don't think Victorians would expect anything else.
It's left Victorians stranded in New South Wales, unsure of how they'll return home. Around 1,500 people have applied for an exemption to travel to Victoria from New South Wales, but Mr. Wymar says only those with genuine hardships will be allowed in. South Australians are being urged to reconsider travelling to Victoria, but the border remains open between the two states. People are being asked to follow instructions on Victoria's Department of Health and Human Services website if they have visited any of the Victorian exposure sites. State Chief Public Health Officer Nicola Spurrier says she's hopeful the Victorian outbreak will be brought under control.
At the moment, I would be saying to South Australians to remain alert but not alarmed. It is very concerning, particularly for people in Victoria, because they had to go through that very prolonged period of lockdown. So it's very concerning for people in that state that they now have cases. But the situation at the moment remains relatively stable.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic, in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Jennifer Liu, SBS News.